Digital Human. The fourth revolution of humanity includes everyone. Author, Chris Skinner. From exclusion to inclusion. Between Jack Ma, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and other leaders who just happen to own nearly all the wealth on this planet, there is a vision of creating financial inclusion and alleviating poverty, giving everyone a chance to access microloans, micro savings, and micro insurance via mobile networks gives everyone a chance to improve their lives. This digitalization of our planet is bringing about a major transformation. Everyone on the planet will be included in the network, and everyone on the planet will get the chance to talk, trade, and transact with everyone else. Welcome to the fourth revolution of humanity and the biggest change our world has seen since the steam pump was patented in the 17th century, the fourth age. Today, we have almost unlimited storage and connectivity, thanks to the rapidly diminishing costs of technology. Now that we are in the fourth age, banking is no longer working as it should. Banks are domestic, but the network is global. Banks are structured around paper, but the network is structured around data. Banks distribute through buildings and humans, but the network distributes through software and servers. Big changes. The first major change in the network effect of financial inclusion is that the billions of people who previously had zero access to digital services are now on the network. Just look at Africa. Africa is leapfrogging other markets by delivering mobile financial inclusion almost overnight. The same is true in China, India, Indonesia, the Philippines, Brazil, and many other undeserved markets. A second big change is the nature of digital currencies, cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and shared ledgers. This is the part that is building the new rails and pipes for the fourth generation of finance, and we are yet to see how this rebuilding works out. Will all the banks be based on an R3 blockchain? Will all clearing and settlement be via Hyperledger? What role will Bitcoin play in the new financial ecosystem? We don't know the answers to those questions yet, but what we will see is a new ecosystem that diminishes the role of historical banks. We don't expect banks to disappear, but we do expect a new system to evolve that may include some banks, but will also include new operators that are truly digital. It will be a hybrid mix of all, as all evolve to the fourth age of humanity. Open banking. It is the people who need lifts that connect to the taxi drivers registered on Uber. It is the people who need accommodation that connect to the people offering rooms through Airbnb. These marketplaces are the digital platforms for the sharing economy, and many of us have struggled to find a good banking example. We have struggled because there isn't one yet. Open banking will get us to move there. In an open marketplace, everyone can play. For banks to be players in such a marketplace, they will have to open their historically closed systems and offer their APIs for others to use. They will most likely become a curator and aggregator of other apps, APIs, and analytics in order to give their customers the best user experience. This is what open banking is all about. The key to the open bank vision is that everything can be connected from the bank to business to consumer structure. Artificial intelligences. There are three levels of artificial intelligence. Artificial narrow intelligence, ANI. AI that specializes in one area, such as beating the world chess champion in chess. Artificial general intelligence, AGI. AI that can reason, plan, solve problems, think abstractly, comprehend complex ideas, learn quickly, and learn from experience. This level beats the Turing test, in which scientists are unable to tell the difference between the machine and the human. 3. Artificial superintelligence, ASI. AI that achieves a level of intelligence smarter than all of humanity combined. This is the era where the machines run the planet and learn from each other. AI for banking. PayPal uses deep learning to track fraudulent transactions, but there are many other applications of AI for banking. For example, several of the new payday lenders and credit firms are using real-time credit scoring analytics to calculate the credit worthiness of applicants. Equally, deep data analytics for marketing, trading, portfolio management, and risk management are all fast-developing areas. Jobs for the banks of tomorrow We were recently involved in developing a list of the most likely banking jobs of the future. Each of the jobs has unique requirements. 1. Data scientist. Data scientists will be tasked to figure out when, why, and how consumers use bank products using statistics and big data provided from bank products. 2. Storyteller. A storyteller is a user experience designer who will be tasked with understanding what products customers need and when they need them. 3. Behavioral psychologist. A behavioral psychologist will try to understand consumers and anticipate the relevancy of bank products for customers. 4. Algorithmic risk specialist. As technology improves, banks will be able to evaluate risk using highly complex formulas and do it in real time. This is where algorithmic risk specialists will come in. 5. Community advocacy builder. This role is designed to foster good relations with customers as banks and their products become more closely integrated with the consumer's daily life. 6. Chief Cannibal Officer. The chief cannibal runs the internal cannibalization department, using technology, new structures, new thinking, and new business models. The aim of the cannibals is to knock down the sacred cows within the organization, leap across the product silos, and challenge every nuance of thinking. FinTech. The new financial structure. We think of FinTech as being a new market that integrates finance and technology. This new market is a hybrid of the traditional processes of finance, working capital, supply chain, payments processing, deposit accounts, life assurance, and so on, but replaces their traditional structures with a new technology-based process. There is a new emergent market of digital finance that will, over time, displace the traditional financial markets. There is RegTech for regulatory technologies, WealthTech for wealth management technologies, InsureTech for insurance technologies, and so on. FinTech has also gained subcategories like lending, analytics, digital identity, cybersecurity, small and medium-sized enterprises, SME finance, financial inclusion, payments, robo-advice, blockchain distributed ledgers, neobank, and more. Then some generic technologies around the cloud, the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence, machine learning, biometrics, and other are creating FinTech themes and impacts. The rise of everyone. There is a growing move to eliminate cash, and through mobile financial inclusion, it is succeeding. A great example is China, which just a few years ago was a cash-based economy. Today, it is cashless in almost tier 1 cities, with the same trend moving swiftly across the rest of the country, thanks to two major mobile wallet systems, Alipay and WeChat Pay. This creates two clear economic structures, Legacy West and Growth East. However, there is a third stream economy rising. It is the rise of mobile payment and wallet innovations in the developing and emerging economies. These economies are across sub-Saharan Africa, with Uganda, Ghana, Tanzania, Mali, Kenya, and Nigeria in particular coming to mind, along with the Philippines, Indonesia, and parts of Latin America. In these economies, large parts of the population live on less than $1.90 a day, the measure of the official poverty line today. These people have largely been ignored by technology, but that is changing. Thanks to mobile networks, most of these populations now either have a mobile telephone or access to one if needed. By using mobile telephones, they cannot only talk, but trade and transact as well, with mobile sales anticipated to rise to billions. The effects of digitalization. What the visionary and innovative banks are doing is recognizing that fintech firms are just widgets of capability. These banks are taking their capabilities, evaluating their functionalities, and, where necessary, coping or partnering to bring that functionality to their clients. White labeling and partnering with fintech firms is not an embarrassment. It's not an admittance of weakness. It is more of a recognition that someone can do a narrow line function better than you. And as a company with centuries of brand recognition and millions of customers, bringing that capability to your client base is visionary. So this is where the leadership has to be created, leading incumbent banks from their traditional command and control structures to open source operations that are shared, cooperative, and inclusive. This is the core of conversion to digitalization, and most bank leadership is immersed in risk management and control structures, open sourcing the bank is a real tough ask. Many banks will fail to meet this challenge, not because their bank is weak or unable to adapt, but more because their leadership is weak and unable to adapt. A better world. We have learned a great deal through our travels over the past 30 years. And the greatest thing we've learned is that the average person doesn't want to hate. They just want a good life for their family. This is the one thing we believe the digital revolution will deliver. The right for everyone to have the opportunity to have a good life. That will create a better, more peaceful, and more sustainable planet.